Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting third, the first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Joe Keough. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Catfish Hunter. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second, the right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third, the third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rick Renick. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Buzz Steven. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Buzz Steven. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campaneris scores. Jackson moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday takes first base on ball four. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Killebrew moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. Killebrew moves to third. Nettles moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez now playing shortstop. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stephen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buzz Steven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steven hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jackson moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson moves to third. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Green steals second. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keough. Allison reaches second base with a double. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter juggles the ball. That's an error on Hunter. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez bunts in front of the plate. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to third. Roseboro moves to second. One out. Buzz Steven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steven is 0-for-1 in the game. Steven hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roseboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Cater moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Cater trying to get to home. Kelly throws the ball into Roseboro who tags Cater who's trying to score from second, for the out. Bando moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive towards short. Hernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keough takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Allison strikes out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steven fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Steven. Campaneris moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. It's 4-1. Athletics. Bob Miller now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. Jackson moves to third. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. Jackson scores. Cater moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Athletics. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Munday hits a fly ball into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cater scores. Bando moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Athletics. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bruce Luck pinch hits for Jackie Hernandez. Bruce Luck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Olander pinch runs for Bruce Luck. Rich Reese pinch hits for Bob Miller. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-3 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt pinch hits for Pat Kelly. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Holt now playing right field. Ron Clark now playing shortstop. Jim Merritt now pitching. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. Duncan strikes out. One out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Cott pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Allison takes first base on ball 4. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison moves to second. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Jim Merritt. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-4 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.